DJ Laz Morning Show, the new hits, 97.3. Ladies and gentlemen, this little Zika thing is getting out of control, especially in Wynwood. So from Channel 10, we have Nikki Mohan on the line. Nikki.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you? Listen, you are the expert here. I know you've been reporting on the whole Zika outbreak. Can you explain to us and for the listeners what it is about Zika?
Now, I'm not the expert, but I'm getting all my information from the CDC. They are the experts. I wouldn't want to take that away from them. Zika is a mosquito-borne virus that started in South America and the Caribbean and has made it here to the U.S. versus via all the people that have been traveling from those areas to here. But now the big scare is about our local mosquitoes have been transmitting it from person to person. And the most dangerous thing about Zika is that in pregnant women, it causes microcephaly, which causes birth defects in unborn children. Mm. In regular people, you get fever, rash, joint pain, conjunctivitis, muscle pain, headache that will pass. But the biggest problem about Zika and the biggest scare is what it does to unborn babies.
Okay. So I read something that if you're planning on having a child and you are infected with Zika, not to have sex to conceive for 6 months. Is that correct?
That's what they say for men. For women, they say wait about 8 weeks if you have the Zika virus before you try to get pregnant. But you brought up a good point, Laz. It's really important to understand that men can transmit Zika to women via sexual intercourse. So if you do come down with Zika, even if you're not trying to get pregnant, you have to wear protection. Yeah. So the Zika zone, as they're calling it, is concentrated primarily right now in Wynwood, because even though there are three sites in South Florida where people have been infected by local transmissions, meaning our local mosquitoes, they say that at least 10 people, mainly in that Wynwood area, and that's where they're spraying, and they're trying to really get it under control today.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah, I came out of my my apartment the other day, and there was a notice from my building sitting on the floor, and it was from, you know, Miami-Dade County and the CDC, and that was the first thing that I had seen about the 4 cases in Wynwood. And then by the time I left work yesterday, there were 10 new cases. So I think we're up to like 14 in Florida now, which is very, very frightening.
Locally transmitted cases. We have 200 people with the Zika virus in South Florida, and over 2,300 in the entire state. But the number 14 is locally transmitted, and that's the real scare, because it's one thing for you to come in from Puerto Rico or Brazil with Zika, but it's another thing for a mosquito to bite you and then bite your children and bite the person next to you, and then you give it to them, because then now they're wondering, how do we control it?
Right, because it just goes from person to person.
Yeah, it rains every day here.
Right.
And a mosquito can breed in a bottle cap.
Wow.
So we really have to be careful, and we have to protect ourselves and check around us and just be smart. And the most important, stay informed. And I appreciate you guys staying informed at Local 10.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Nikki. Give it up for Nikki Mohan.
Thank you, Nikki.
All the great info. Thank you very much, honey.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too.